إنما أنت منذر ولكل قوم هاد.
يا من حباه ربه بالذكر والقرآن، وخاصه خالقه بالنور والفرقان، في الغار إذ دعا بوحي نجا، في الغار إذ دعا بوحي نجا، طه حبيب الله.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، وبه نستعين وهو خير المعين. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. As we were talking about the very important issue, which is about our purpose of life and about that how we should spend our this limited time and life in this world, especially how should we spend our youth age, and our youth age is how much it is important. So alhamdulillah, we have talked that what Quran and Hadith says about this important stage of our life, and then how we should spend it in the way of Allah. And if we live our life with Tawheed, with the real practically concept of Allah, oneness of Allah, then how much sweet and enjoyable life we could have in this world. Today I want to talk about one other very, very important issue, which is if I get to know that I am the servant of Allah, Allah is my creator, and I'm here to give my exam and pass that exams and do the best ita'at and servitude of Allah, then I say myself that we have one life and we have only one beautiful book from our Lord, from our Allah. One life in one book. And that beautiful book can show that how much connection and love I have with my Allah, Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. And unfortunately, if I have not given any time to this holy book, it shows that the complaint of our Prophet Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is true, because as Surah Furqan ayah number 30, it says that our Prophet in the Day of Judgment, he will complain about us, because he'll say that قال الرسول يا ربي إن قوم اتخذوا هذا القرآن محجورا. He will say, he will cry out that, O my Lord, O my Rabb, surely my people have treated this Quran, your words, the words of Almighty Allah, as a forsaken thing. They have leave this heavenly or divine words, and they didn't associate with this heavenly words. So our Prophet is crying out and have this kind of complaint the Day of Judgment. So inshallah, after knowing this Surah Furqan, because whenever we finish, we complete the Quran, we have to think that whatever I'm reciting of Quran, I will be accountable for it, because in the Day of Judgment Allah will ask me that whatever you are saying, are you acting upon it or not, you are giving response to this ayat or not. So here if I say that, oh, my Prophet is complaining in the Day of Judgment, so am I not hurting him in this world by my action or not? So here I want to tell you other, inshallah, I want to mention about the beautiful hadith of about Quran, that if a young person recites Quran, what kind of very, very effective the result that person can see in this world and hereafter. Because if a young person recite Quran continuously, so it will become like, you know, the blood, the bones and the flesh of that youth, that person. It says hadith, but I'll tell you this hadith in inshallah in detail, because it is the beautiful hadith and it is the one of the very very authentic hadith. Okay, what hadith says? Hadith says that definitely good deeds are good whenever I do, bads are bad whenever I do. But as I mentioned in the last session, that if I do something bad in my youth age, I have different kind of punishment, because Allah will ask me more. Allah has more expectation from me in this age. So there is completely different hisab kitab or accountants and questions for this period of life. So if I do some good deeds, especially recitation of my Lord's words, so definitely my Allah will deal with me, and the affection, it is completely different from all other things. So hadith says intermingle with Quran. You know, if I intermingle, if I have this communication with this Quran, if I socialize with Quran in the youth age, what will happen? They said this, that Quran will become the part of my body, part of me. So first of all, I have to ponder, I have to think, what does it mean? Like, if I recite this holy books of Quran, that means the Quran will become part of me. Like my whole existence will become with Quran. I become one with it. And the other meaning, it is a physically and spiritually which hadith wants to tell me. But if you ponder more, if you think more, you get to know that only recitation of Quran, it doesn't mean only I'm reciting the Quran, no. And it means whatever Allah has sent down for His 124,000 messengers, whatever has been revealed to all the Ulil Azm, Anbiya and Prophets in their own books, finally all the ilm, all the knowledge from beginning to the end has been gathered in this holy book which we call Quran, from Surah Al-Hamd until the Surah Al-Nas. So if I'm reciting this surah, this Quran, this holy book, is it equal? It is equivalent that I'm reciting, I'm getting to know, I'm getting intermingled with whole divine books, with whole books which Allah has revealed to the all the messengers. So all those ilm are intermingled with me. So how lucky I am. I am in this situation and I am in this period of time that the last final book of Allah, I get the tawfiq to recite that book. Now look how Allah will treat with that youth, if that youth is reciting the Quran. So what Allah will do? A person who is intermingled with Quran is intermingled in touch with all the ilm, as I told you, that which all the prophets, all the chosen people once, and all the friends of Allah, we say awliya Allah, awsiya Allah, and kull al-anbiya, whatever they have, I am intermingled with all those ilm. So on the day of judgment, when this person will come out from the grave, Allah will clad, Allah will adorn him with two heavenly dresses. Think about these words, what I'm saying according to hadith. Hadith says, Allah will clad, Allah will adorn him with two heavenly dresses. Allah himself, not Jibreel, not Mikael, not Israfil, they will not him wear. Allah will do this job without any intermediary, with His own merciful hand, which is amazing, which is really out of our imagination, that how it will happen, how much Allah is giving this much honor to this person. When Allah is saying that I will make him wear two heavenly clothes, really this is so astonished people, and people find this completely out of their imagination. And we can say that here all the minds get astonished. We can't even think about it. And then hadith continues, and hadith says Allah himself will place an honorable crown on the youth's head. Not only he is giving the heavenly dresses, he is giving to that youth honorable crown, and he will grant in one hand peace and in other hand eternity, because he will live forever in that Jannat, in that paradise, in that heaven. Then he will address him and he will say him, read and ascend. Read this Quran as much as you can, because you live with this my word, my book, my hujjah in this world, in dunya. Now you, as much as you can read, I will ascend you, and you have this chance to take more and more and more daraja in the hereafter. So this beautiful hadith says that really how much opportunity we have in this world. And as we know that our Prophet, he used to recite the Quran in all the situation, even when he was standing, sitting, riding and walking, and day and night, whenever he gets time, فَقْرَأُ مَا تَيَسَّرَ مِنَ الْقُرْآنِ, which we have, he's doing all this job, and he has shown his by his action this beautiful example for us. So inshallah, the first thing which I wanted to mention and share with you was this beautiful hadith which we have about this holy book of Quran. Then other thing which is very important for in youth age, especially because I want to make a beautiful vision and concept of Islam for our youths, that if this youth age is very important for me, what should I do? What should I achieve from this age? So first of all, inshallah, you'll promise me that your ideology, your aqaid should be very strong about oneness of Allah, about monotheism, and you should do everything for Allah and take pleasure in your life and enjoy your life, really, because I do everything for Allah, then definitely how much pleasure I will take. And then because I want to be connected with Allah, I need sometimes to spend with my Allah, with His Lord, with His words, which whatever He has said. So it's beautiful, you know, whenever I recite Quran, I say, Ya Allah, the same wording which Jibreel has pronounced and which our Prophet has pronounced in that time, we have that same opportunity and ability to pronounce the same words with our this sinful tongue. So I'm reciting Quran, so I have to think that how much my Bibi, Jinabi Fatma al-Zahra salamu alayha, she used to recite the same ayah, the same verses, the same words. And as we know that whenever ashab, companions, or Imam Ali or Hazrat Fizza, they have narrated that whenever we used to see that Jinabi Fatma al-Zahra salamu alayha, she used to recite some ayats of Allah, and she used to do her housework. So housework and whatever work she was doing, that was definitely for Allah, and even her tongue was continuously moving with the words of Allah. The action is for Allah, and the lips are moving for Allah. And I usually think that, oh, you know, I wish whatever who's living with me, if they could see me with this action. That's why Hazrat Fizza, who was the helper of Hazrat Fatma al-Zahra, she become hafiza of kull Quran, whole complete Quran she knows by heart. How? In that time there wasn't any, you know, hifz classes. In that time there wasn't any institute for taking this kind of classes. So by action, by that daily life, by that practically life which our Bibi she has, and she used to do her works, and she used to recite, and by her recitation, Janabi Fizza, she used to see, she used to watch practically in front of her, she used to see that how Quran is giving pleasure and energy to Bibi Fatma Zahra. That's why she took all that ilm from her. So inshallah, whenever we recite Quran, we should bring in our mind the voice of Bibi Fatma Zahra and take pleasure and keep recitation of this holy book inshallah. The other thing is very, very important in our life, especially in youth age, is to be strong and to be more concentrate about the foundation of our religion, which is Salat, which is Namaz. So as I said that if we want to check ourselves that how much we are living our life according to pleasure of Allah, how much we are connected with our Allah, we should check our salah, our prayers, our namaz. That's why they said how we have thermometer can check our degree, our temperature of our body's heat, that how much temperature it has. So some people, they give this kind of example and they say this namaz is like the thermometer of it says that how much temperature of Allah's faith we have in our daily life, how much we concentrate on our works that should be according to Allah's happiness, Allah's pleasure. So how much tawheedi we are, the tawheed, the concept of oneness of Allah, and that faith and that yaqeen, shariki, how much we have in our daily life. So namaz can tell us easily and exactly how. Because if I can control my mind, like whatever I'm doing, any step I'm taking, if I control my mind and I do that job for sake of Allah, then definitely easily I can control my mind during the namaz. Because it's not difficult. Otherwise, if whole day I'm thinking about this and that, I'm always moving from this thing to other thing because I want to do this job for this person, that job for that person, I want to take a pleasure and happiness of this person and that person, and I'm not thinking at all about Allah, and suddenly when the time of namaz comes, I say, oh, okay, now I want to go in the other world and I don't want to be for this world, and I want to concentrate, I want to take the pleasure and this and that. So suddenly it is not possible. It needs again time, because if I am constantly regularly, if I live for Allah whole day, then definitely I can concentrate about Allah in that particular time. So that's why we say that in namaz, if we want to take the most benefit of this salat in namaz, we have to concentrate our whole day for Allah, then we can take that pleasure. So inshallah, in next session I'll tell you that how beautiful again a saying of Ma'sumin we have about salat, about namaz, that our Prophet, whenever he used to tell to Bilal that this is the time of namaz, call, you know, invite me to go and to be present in front of Allah. He used to say that call me for the act which gives me pleasure. Arrehna ya Bilal. Arrehna means that the thing which give me rahati, which give me pleasure, which give me enjoyment, which is fun, real fun, real enjoyment. And you never think that this is something very, very stressful and this is a big duty which I have to do, and whenever I finish the namaz, I feel I'm released from that stress, which unfortunately we have nowadays this kind of concept in our life. So inshallah, I'll tell you that why Why Prophet used to say, Arihna ya Bilal. Why we don't have that kind of rahati in our life. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah wa barakatuh.
يا من حباه ربه بالذكر والقرآن وخاصه خالقه بالنور والفرقان في الغار الدعان وحين جاء في الغار الدعان
يا مهدي